Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So he's going to be a little torn this week. We welcome into the program the head coach of the Georgia State Panthers, Sean Elliott, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, the big question is, Coach, how you doing? We heard you were playing hurt last week.
Listen, you don't ever have to worry about me, so that's enough of that. Don't ever worry about me.
Oh, I know that, Coach, but I was just saying, you know, we were on this radio. I thought we bonded a little bit, you know, because last week we found out you was got hurt fist pumping. Now, Coach, how do you get hurt? Take me through it. I watched the game, by the way, and I see that you're very, very animated on the sideline. But, Coach, how do you tear a muscle fist pumping by yourself? How you do that,
well,
Coach?
Well, I mean, you know, we went down and scored against NC State that first drive. And listen, I give a real hard punch. I mean, this is what I do. I mean, I just watch it. The video that showed was definitely after I torn it. So. But I just love to play the game. I love the emotion to it. I love the celebrations to it. And it is what it is. I don't have a problem with it. I'd tear my other one tomorrow.
You know what, Coach? And I noticed that on the sideline last week against Memphis. You're into the game. You're fully engaged. But now I'm a little bit worried about you, Coach, because this game you got coming up at home, I know you're going to get into it, and I'm pretty sure you're in a brace or something. Or is there any chance that you could potentially re-injure yourself on the sideline, being as animated as you always are?
Well, I may tear an ACL, but I don't think so. I think I'm going to be under control a little bit more this weekend with this big old thing on my arm here.
Well, it's going to be good to get back home. It is going to be. Western Michigan's got a proud program. I know that they are, the Broncos, probably not the team they were a couple of years ago. Let's not forget, they went to the Cotton Bowl as an unbeaten team just 2 years ago and played Wisconsin in the Cotton Bowl. And so that program has had quite a bit of success over the years.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Coach Fleck, when he was there, certainly rose the program, I mean, and built it up to what it was. The old row the boat, they were rowing the boat there for a while up there at Western Michigan. You know, a little change has happened, but still certainly a well-coached football team, a dangerous football team offensively, and we've got to be on top of our football game. We've got to come in and we got to really play sound. I mean, if you watched our game from a week ago, there was a couple areas that we weren't as good as we should have been, and very, very evident. And to tell you the truth, they were a good football team in Memphis. But that's why you prepare, and that's why they give us these opportunities to practice. And we're sitting here today going out there to do that.
What are your impressions of quarterback Dan Ellington through three games, Coach?
I think Dan's exactly where we thought he'd be. We thought he'd be that cool, calm, collected individual that can lead our football team offensively. And I think he's done that nicely. He really hasn't done a whole lot to put ball in harm's way. I think he's got one turnover there, an interception there a week ago where a ball sailed on him. But all in all, he's been pretty successful. He missed a few reads last week that we thought should have been taken. But, for a guy coming into his third game, he's going to miss those. But we're really pleased where he is.
Georgia State against Western Michigan. It's the Sun Belt against the Mid-American. Coverage begins at 12:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Saturday as we get ready for this game between these two and, a little bit of, non-Power 5 action going on here. Hey, let's just step back for a second into the Sun Belt, and you can look in your division and talk about that, and you can look at your league too, Coach Elliott, Sean Elliott, head coach of Georgia State. Troy goes up to Lincoln and beats Nebraska. I mean, this is a league that's got some really quality teams in it this year, and you don't need any more proof than that. And so, this is going to be, just looking at it on paper for the first 3 weeks here, this is shaping up to be quite a fight.
It always is. I mean, the Sun Belt is certainly from top to bottom has great success as far as their football programs. I mean, there's very, very talented coaches in this league, probably some that you won't see in this league here in the near future. But, all in all, you've got to go out and you've got to put up a good fight against these teams. We really can't overlook this Western Michigan team coming in here. We've got to really solidify this opportunity game for us for our out-of-conference, and then we've got to gear up for our conference run. But first and foremost, the Sun Belt Conference does do so many great things. I mean, you look at Troy knocking off Nebraska, and then they beat LSU, and you've got the Appalachian State going up there to Penn State and about pulling that one off. I believe Arkansas State beat Tulsa. So, yeah, from top to bottom, we're pretty sound. But this football program here at Georgia State, we got to get up in that top tier, and we got to be in the talk, and we got to start knocking off some of these teams. But it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of recruiting to get to that point. And we're certainly building that and trying to establish that to get where we can be.
Yeah, it'd be nice this week, I guess, against Western Indiana. Let's get something positive going here and start to build, because we talk about the conference and what lays ahead of you. And one of the things we talked about a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, Coach Elliott, was how your team last year, there were a couple of times, once early in the season, once later in the season, where they had to respond to a little bit of adversity, and they did, and they made a bowl game. And so, you know, this is starting to be the trend line here, so let's see if the trend line continues, you know, respond to adversity, overcome, and still make something really positive out of the season ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, listen, one game doesn't make or break a season, and certainly the first three don't, when you haven't even gotten to your conference play. Like I said, we're still building this program. I mean, it's still in a developmental process. We don't just roll over and have established recruiting classes coming in. We haven't been here that long. I mean, just into our second season. So we're getting on the right track. We're heading in the right direction. We're doing the things necessary. And listen, there's a brightness at the end of our tunnel.
Well, there's no question about that, Coach. I was looking at that defensive side of the ball. Y'all was administering some thiol out there. Just some of the plays didn't go your way. How do you kind of shore up that defense a little bit, you know, because you already got the physicality part, but how do you help kind of like get them going on the right track?
Well, if you noticed out there at one point, I believe we had seven true freshmen playing on defense. You know, one of the guys walked up to me after the game, and I said, that game out there is really fast, isn't it? And he said, yeah, Coach, when does it slow down? I said, after the second game, after the third game, after the fourth game. I said, it's experience, man. I said, you've just got to understand. It doesn't just happen. You've got to go out and play the game. You've got to understand what's happening during the course of the game. And you got to throw that in that little computer that you call your mind up there, and you got to remember those things in the weeks to come. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop this and establish these young guys right now and have a little bit of the experience gained and have some retention in these games that we head into.
Yeah, Coach, I'm curious. Just a final question from me. If we start to look at this game on Saturday at GSU and Western Michigan, is it about scouting Western Michigan and trying to slow down what they do or counter what they do, or is it more just about your team executing if you're going to come out with a win here?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we certainly can't go out there and have two field goal blocks and miss an extra point and have a fake punt run on us. I mean, that's some very disheartening things when you look at it. So we've got to take care of our own self, and we've got to have a focus and a mentality where those things cannot happen. But certainly you've got to go to defend the nice offense and defense and special teams that Western Michigan has, because they're going to come in here ready to play. I mean, I understand that. It's certainly a big competition for both of our football teams. So we've got to go out and prepare and certainly hope for the best.
Coach, we look forward to the game. 2 o'clock kickoff, Georgia State Stadium, Western Michigan, Georgia State on Saturday, and full coverage beginning at 12:30 here on the home of the Panthers, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Coach.
And try not to fist pump, Coach.
I'll certainly try not. I don't think I can do it. I got a left arm that I might start working with it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.